Good morning. The past few weeks, the White Wave speakers have been expressing their New Year's greetings and messages. The Gomonshu, or head of the Nishi Honganji sect of Buddhism, and Bishop Eric Matsumoto of Honpa Honganji was our first week speaker. Piper Toyama, president of the Hawaii Kyodong, did our second week, and Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani, resident minister of Moili'ili Honganji, was a speaker last week. I am Raymond Takiui Jr., president of Moili'ili Honganji. I would likewise wish you a happy new year. And actually, it's a new round of new year, since today is the Chinese New Year, welcoming the year of the rat. According to some stories, on the Buddha's deathbed, he summoned all the animals to see him. The rat had short legs, so he jumped on and rode the ox, who raced ahead. Just as the ox was about to reach the Buddha, the rat jumped off, reaching him first. Thus, the cunning rat was named the first animal in the Chinese zodiac. Anyway, that was my tie-in to Chinese New Year and Buddhism. There are three jewels in Buddhism. If you go to Sunday service, we open with the recitation of them with the Tisarana. I go to the Buddha for guidance. I go to the Dharma for guidance. I go to the Sangha for guidance. The Buddha represents enlightenment, or true wisdom and compassion. The Dharma is the teachings which we strive to practice in order to achieve wisdom and compassion. And the Sangha is the Buddhist community through which we can practice and share the teachings. Like a triangle or a three-legged stool, each one is an important part of Buddhism, which cannot stand alone if one is not strong. This year, Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii has chosen to focus on the Sangha as their theme, building healthy sanghas, embracing generosity and openness. Focusing on the Sangha is important, as it is probably the jewel that is affected most by change. From its beginnings in India, through its travel through China and Japan, Buddhism has changed to adapt to the host country. Our Buddhist community and how we outreach is something that is dynamic and always changing. Originally, the Honganji was brought to our islands from the Japanese plantation laborers who needed spiritual guidance from temples in Japan. The early ministers came to Hawaii and rotated back to Japan after a few years. It wasn't until Bishop Yemyo Imamura, a visionary who was assigned to Hawaii, came and guided the Honganji to address the immigrant population's needs in adapting to the new country and community. The Honganji became more civic-minded while propagating Buddhism, even publishing guides on how to use Buddhism and Buddhist teachings to assimilate into American society for the primarily Japanese first and second generation population, all while maintaining a Japanese identity as Americans. Bishop Imamura enlisted the help of Caucasian teachers to help assimilate its members into Western society. The Reverend and Mrs. Ernest Hunt were instrumental in adapting Buddhism to its new home in Hawaii. Through their suggestions, services were conducted in English as well as Japanese. The Japanese tradition of sitting on the floor or tatami, which is more traditional in Japan, was replaced by sitting in pews and, more recently, in some temples like ours, by chairs. The services incorporated unison readings and gathas or songs that are not seen in the traditional Japanese service, but more along a Christian service structure. Non-sectarian activities were also added, such as Japanese school, ikebana, judo, karate, aikido, the scouting program, and others. All of these things were to address a changing sangha. Today, temples are more diverse in ethnicity and age. The Buddha talked about non-discrimination and the compassionate working of the primal vow that embraces all beings. We see this more today than ever before, as we welcome not only Japanese, but also non-Japanese as well. We still have Sunday services and have allowed a talk and have added a talk story session after service and refreshments on most weeks. This allows people who have questions about Buddhism, the Dharma talk for the day, or anything else that they may have a question or insight about Buddhism to share with other Sangha members. This two-way communication in a smaller group is important to getting a better understanding of the Dharma. We have also been having a meditation service on Tuesday nights at 6:30 p.m., where we can stop and take a break from our busy lives, sit down as we are led with a guided meditation, being aware in the present moment, in doing simple tasks during our walking meditation, and focus on ourselves and our Sangha as we chant the melodious Shoshinge together. After meditation, we have a short Dharma message or reflection, and then have refreshments and socialization. We attract actually a different crowd than we do on Sundays. At our recent Shinenkai or New Year's party, a few of them joined us in the celebration. By thinking out of the box and trying new things and new ways to attract and involve people with the temple, we can build a healthy Sangha. I encourage you to come and find out how you can help build a healthy Sangha, not only as a place to learn about Buddhism, but a place to belong as well. By expressing our generosity and openness, together we can build our Sangha into a welcoming ohana as we move forward into the new year. Thank you for listening, and have a good week and a good year. Namo Amida Butsu.